Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. Share sponsor Linishmas Ayin B'Yakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're only in Kiddushin Daf Yudalef. The Gemara in Yudalef brings the statement that's used a few places in Shas that Kol Kesef Ha'omer B'Toyro Kesef Tzuri. Money of the Toyro refers to Kesef Tzuri. As Rashi explains, we're talking about the money which is silver, pure silver. V'shel Divrayim Kesef Medino. But when Rabbanon is speaking about money, they talk about a different type of coin, a different type of currency. It's called Kesef Medino, which is the eighth of the value of the Kesef Tzuri. It's not very pashut, especially for people that learn to pi machshava and see things in a more deep way, that it's not a coincidence that we talk about money of the Torah, Torah Shebechtav, so then we're using one currency, which is called Kesef Tzuri, but we talk about money of Torah Shebaapeh, of the Rabbanon, then we're using another currency called Kesef Medino. What's the understanding behind it? So the Ramak, Moshe Cordovero, who was a Rebbe of the Arizal, he was the last level, that stage of Kabbalah of the Rishonim. He put together all the Kabbalah of the Rishonim, especially in his main sefer called Pardes Rimonim. And my Rebbe Ramesh Shapiro, that's how I used to say, that when the Arizal used to teach his Talmidim, the Kabbalah of the Ari, what sefer was open in front of him? In front of him was open the sefer of his Rebbe, the Ramak. Which sefer? The classic sefer of the Pardes Rimonim. That was the gear so they were learning. So the Ramak has another sefer. And that sefer is called Sefer HaGeushin. What's Geushin? When they would be miscarriage, they would be pushed away to go out to his boydedus outside in the forest. There in the sefer he says that sometimes the king used to kick them out. They had to go away and they would stand alone in the forest. They would have a gilui of a malach from Shemaim to teach them all kinds of inyonim in Torah. So in Sefer HaGeushin, the Ramak put together the giluim that he had. And then he says, as a story, when they were kicked out, so they were me'ayin meseches kedushin in Ardaf. And then he came with the malach he was learning, that what does it mean that kesef the batoyu asuri, kesef medivrem is kesef medino? So he says like this, there is a concept brought down in many other places, that kesef belongs to the higher places, to the koyach elyon. We know that's brought down in other Sfarim that Kesef is Loshon Nichsoif Nichsafti, meaning when the Tzaddikim go and they yearn to get to the highest place in Shemaim, that's what Kesef refers to. Kesef is the Midas HaRachamim, the pure Rachamim that comes from above, that is translated as Kesef. Nechoshes, on the other hand, copper, Nechoshes is Loshon Nochosh. Nochosh is the stake. The snake always refers to koiches of bad in the world. The satan is called the nochosh. The sitracho referred to as the nochosh. So the nechoshes refers to the midas adin, the dinim, where there you have sources for the bad in the world, refers to the world down here. The world down here is not pure rachamim of Hashem. There's all kinds of other koiches that we have in the world, and that koiches over here are represented with nechoshes. So it says the Ramak, Kesef Tzuri is pure silver, pure Kesef. Kesef Nichsef Nichsafti speaks about the Koiches Elyonim. While Kesef Medina is not pure silver, but it has in it also Nechoshes. Now what does it mean it has Nechoshes? We don't have it here in the Sugya so clearly. But in the Sefer Chesed LaAvrom, which was written by Avrom Azulai, the grandfather of the Chido, was a big Mekubo. So there he has a parak that speaks about the different coins. And he says, you know, that Kesef Tzuri is pure silver. Kesef Medino is 1/8 silver and 7/8 nechoshes copper. And that actually fits very nicely with the Mahalach of our Sugyo, because we know the Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel argue what you have to use for Kiddushin. Beit Shammai, you want to use a dinar, which is silver, as clear from Rashi and the Daf. And Beis Hillel say you can use a pruto, which is nechoshes, which is copper. And the Gemara says the Beit Shammai l'shitasam hold that kesef in the Torah is always kesef tzuri, which means silver, not nechoshes, not copper. Mashma from the mashmos of the Gemara, the kesef tzuri is silver, but kesef medina is not pure silver. What is it? So if you put the structure of the Gemara together, mashma, kesef tzuri refers to the Beit Shammai shito, pure silver. Kesef medina more fits with the Beis Hillel shito, who speak about nechoshes, according to what the Ramak And the Chesed Lavron tell us, because really Kesa Medino is a mix of silver with copper together. So Yimele Zog the Ramak and Sefer HaGerushin. That's why we do right. So we talk about the Torah Shebichtav that comes from the Lom Yisrael Yoinim. Then we speak about Kesef. Kesef means the pure silver. Nichsoiv Nichsafti Lom Yisrael Yoinim. But we talk about Midivreim, talk about the Rabbanu, which is down here in this world, Tersha Baal Peh, that belongs to the Olamos HaTachtonim. So here we talk about the coin, the currency that we're using is a coin of Kesef Medino, which has an Irbuv of Nechoshes, Nachosh, that has a Midas Adinim, Kli Chesara. That's what belongs to the currency of the world down here. And just to add to this, one more Nekudo that comes out according to this whole thing. We know that Halacha is like this Hillel in this world. But as the Arizal says, Lo Sid Lovay, Halacha is like Beit Shammai. Beis Hillel that belong to this world, to the Olam HaTachtonim, and that's where Halacha is like them. They say to use Nechoshes for Kiddushin, to use Pruto. Nechoshes, Nachosh, that's what belongs to this world. Beit Shammai, that their Halacha is Lo Sid Lovay, meaning they belong to the Olam HaSeilyonim. They say that what the Kesef Kiddushin you should use, Kesef, which is pure silver, dinar. Very deep stuff, al pi haramak, that we just touched one drop of it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.